Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. And if you're traveling around, download the Radio Pup app. Absolutely free. Radio Pup. You can take the show wherever you go. You can listen to all KFYO programming right there through the Radio Pup app on your iPhone or Android device. Joining us right now, our good friend, you hear the show, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, Friday nights at 10 o'clock, Stephen Orr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chad. How are you today?
Doing all right. This is what, the final week of the regular season, correct?
This is week 10, the final week of the regular season for Texas high school football.
Yeah, and a lot of big games last week and a lot of big games this week, and I'm still, I'm guessing there are still some games out there that will decide playoff spots.
There are some games that will be deciding playoff spots, and last week we had some things kind of clear up, and we've got some a better picture, but let's go back and look at a couple of the big games last week. 2-3A, we had Lubbock Cooper taking on Shallowwater, and I had predicted this was for the outright lead in the district, and Shallowwater made easy work of Lubbock Cooper, 35-7.
Wow.
And, you know, that was a little surprising. I actually thought Cooper would have more success on offense. There's no doubt Shallowwater's going to score, but their defense also stood up and really gave Lubbock Cooper a tough time. I mean, when you look down in District 2 of 2A Division 1, Denver City made quick work of Slayton, and Idaho beat Kermit. In that district, Brownfield got a win over La Mesa, and that's kind of cleared up a little bit too. And when we talk about this week's games, we'll get into some playoff scenarios as well. Another big game that had Tahoka and Hale Center. Hale Center came from behind and won that ball game 25-24, pretty much shutting Tahoka out of the playoffs last week. And then Sundown taking on Lockney and got a big win there. And New Deal sitting there with an open week last week. They were 9-0, 3-0 in district, and that sets up the district championship game this week between Sundown and New Deal.
Yeah, a lot of good games out there this week. Let's start looking at a few of them. You just mentioned one of them, but what are some games this week that you're looking at?
Well, I think when you look at it all comes into playoff scenarios, and when you look at District 4-4A, this is hard to believe, but the only team in that district that has locked up a playoff spot right now is Friendship.
Huh.
Everybody else, even Lubbock High, sitting there with a 2-7 and 1-3 in district record, and San Angelo Lakeview with a 1-3 record, are in the hunt. So there are a lot of pivotal games there. This week you've got Lakeview taking on Hereford, Lubbock taking on Lubbock Monterey, and Plainview taking on Friendship. And if Plainview, Hereford, and Monterey win, they're automatically in, but if any of those teams lose, it opens the door for Lubbock or Lakeview. Plainview needs to win over Friendship, or Hereford to beat Lakeview, or Monterey to win over Lubbock, and they're in. If Hereford is in with a win over Lakeview, or if Friendship wins over Plainview, which that's very likely, so Hereford's probably in. Monterey is in with a win over Lubbock, or a combination of a Plainview win over Friendship and a Lakeview win over Hereford. That is, they're going to have to get the win over Lubbock for that to come true.
lots of different ways for people to get in.
There are.
And some difficult ways.
And then when you drop down into 2-3A, you've got Shallowwater and Lubbock Cooper. Both have already secured their playoff spots. But then after that, it gets a little crazy. Estacado's in the driver's seat. They have the best set of scenarios to get into the playoffs for one of the two remaining spots. They need to win over Cooper or Shallowwater to beat Leveland, and I think that's highly likely, or Seminole to beat Andrews. That's not quite as given. Seminole's in with a win and out with a loss, so theirs is pretty simple. They just need to show up and beat Andrews. Hmm. Andrews gets in with a win and a Shallowwater win over Leveland. That's very likely, and Leveland can only clinch outright with a win over Shallowwater. And Estacado win over Cooper, and Andrews has to beat Seminole. So Leveland, one of my teams that I actually thought was a favorite to make the playoffs, is kind of sitting on the outside edge of the bubble, looking in District 2-3A. When you get down into District 2-2A Division 1, that's Denver City, Idaho, and Brownfield already have locked up their spots. Kermit and Slayton played this week, and that's a play-in game. The winner gets the fourth seed, and the loser's out. And so that's pretty simple. And then there's a few things. Brownfield could get the number one seed in their division with a win over La Mesa or two. Idaho's the number two seed with a win over Denver with a win or a Denver City win over. not a Denver City win over, oddly. I've got a typo there. But when we look at that district, you know, and that's one thing we need to talk about, Chad. It's different this year when we get into 3A and 2A. In the past, we've only taken three teams. The largest school goes to Division I, and the other two go to Division II. Well, they've expanded right. it to four teams, and then you'll have Division I and Division II of 1-2A division, or of 2A Division I and 2A Division II. It's crazy how expanded we've got these playoff deals. When you get to District 2-2A Division II, Post and Abernathy play this week for an outright district championship. Both of these teams are 8-1, 4-0 in district. Abernathy's only loss comes to Canadian early in the year. Post's only loss comes to a Denver City team that's proven that they're all that, and I expect that to be a great ball game. The other two teams out of that district making the playoffs are Tulia and Olton, and so everything tonight or for tomorrow night in that district is all about seeding. Is Post going to be number one, Abernathy number one, and Tulia and Olton 3 and 4. So a pretty simple district there, and I'm thankful for that with as much math as I've had to do in all this other stuff.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Stephen, what are some of the one or two big games that people need to go and check out this week? Because there are still, you just talked about, some large games out there.
Well, I think the post-Abernathy game has the chance to be a really, really good football game. It's in Abernathy. Both of these teams, the loss that they've suffered is to a team that's looking to win their district and make a deep run into the playoffs. And these teams have played very well, and they really haven't been tested. This is probably going to be the toughest game since their early season losses that either one of these teams have played. That's going to be a great game. And I really want to see what Sundown Roughnecks can do against the New Deal Lions in District 2 of 1A Division 1. New Deal has mauled everybody they've taken on this year. Sundown started off a little rough, but they've really got things clicking, and they're a whole lot better. And Sundown's another one of those teams and another one of those communities where tradition means a lot, and they're used to winning. That's what they want to do, so that'll be a really good contest as well.
At what point do we start seeing all the seedings and where everyone's going to be playing, which teams are going up to Amarillo, where everybody's going? When do we see that coming?
That'll all start trickling in tomorrow night. We'll have that during the show. One of the things that is crazy about this week is everybody that calls in the score, if they're in a playoff situation, the next thing they'll know is we're playing Saturday at Lubbock, but we don't know what timer. And so we'll start getting a lot of that information in. Some of it's already been predetermined, and some of it will be determined tomorrow night. So over the weekend, you'll get a really good picture of what the playoff situations look like.
All right, Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll visit with you again next week as we look ahead to the playoffs.
All right, Chad, thank you so much.
Have a good one. You can hear the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show on our sister station, 1340 The Fan.